This is Twit.
Remember when there were tons of Pixel 4 leaks months ahead of the expected release? This was last year. Google just went ahead and posted official photos of it and like really got out there to try and control the narrative around it. Well, we wondered if Google would do this again, and they have, although they aren't doing that necessarily with the Pixel 5 or even really the Pixel 4a at this point. This time they're doing it with the Google Nest speaker. Apparently, a Japanese regulatory body, basically an FCC equivalent, posted photos of the updated, of an upcoming, unreleased, unheard of, updated Google Home speaker. The photos themselves weren't the most appealing photos in the world, you know, really bland, kind of, you know, right, bumped up right next to a ruler so you could see exactly what it measured and everything. Not very flattering, let's say. And so Google then decided, I think like a day or two later, to just go ahead and release an official photo of the device. Also a little short like video, like a splashy kind of promo video that plays really nice on social media. Definitely, yeah. So these are the FCC kind of photos of it. It's just kind of bland. I mean, it gives you an idea of what the device looks like and everything, but kind of bland. And they came out and posted something more official. So apparently this is part of Google's playbook on how they deal with leaks, sometimes anyways. But I'm curious to know what you guys think, because the original Google Home, the very first one, the kind of tall cone-shaped one, kind of teardrop-shaped with the removable base and everything, it hasn't really been updated since it launched. So this would be the first major revision of that. And it's very different. It's like fabric all around. It kind of looks like, I don't know, kind of like a cubish loaf of bread. I don't know how to explain it. The power plug on the old Google Home, it had this really nice kind of like hidden underneath plugging in mechanism. This one doesn't seem to have that. It's like a port on the back that you just plug right into. So that's a little, I mean, that feels like a step down. But some people are wondering if maybe this is like a portable Google Home. Like you can unplug it, it has battery that's charged up inside, and you could take it out to the lawn, which is what we do with our Google Home. We've got a battery accessory for it, and we love it. We use it every day. So what do you guys think?
That'd be cool. The portable one would be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've gotten pretty addicted to my Google Home with the screen, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you have. Okay.
Yeah.
Your kids haven't gotten old enough to be obsessed with it.
Oh, no, they are. I mean, they definitely. Okay. Fun fact, if you go to Google Home and say, "Hey, G, what sound does a dog make?" It'll show you a picture of a dog and play dog barking, and the kids love that. But the old, you know, I've got the old Google Home in the kids' bedroom for music and things like that. And honestly, I find myself using it way less because I just like the visual aspect of it. But having a portable speaker with Google Home in it and all that sort of stuff, like think about what you just said there, Jason, is that you guys have an external battery that you plug into and you use it all the time. That's exactly the kind of use case. They're like, all right, well, people are using it this way, so let's make a product that can do that. You know?
Yeah. And it's really slick. Like, I can't remember the name of the third party. We covered it on the network years ago. I mean, pretty soon after the Google Home
released. Yeah, I remember that.
If you remember on the initial, for those who don't remember, on the initial, the original version of the Google Home, the whole bottom kind of like unscrews out. And the speakers are down there, but you can replace it with attachments. And so the battery is like, it's like an extension of that bottom base that has a battery in it. So when it's plugged in like it usually is, it's got the battery all charged up. And then if you want it to be a portable speaker, you just unplug it, take it with you, and the battery lasts for like 5 hours. It's awesome. I love it. Like, it's one of those features that the more we used it, the more I realized, like, I wouldn't enjoy the Google Home nearly as much as I do without this extra third-party feature attached to it. So I would be really bummed if they released this and it didn't have that, because this doesn't appear to have that ability to add a third-party accessory to it. So I would lose that capability. But I don't know. Flo, are you excited by these photos?
Well, I mean, you saw my tweet that I made over the weekend about the fact that I'm just not on board with the whole fabric covering of these speakers. I much prefer the way of the Lenovo Smart Display, which is easily wipeable with like a surface cleaner or with a little soap and water. I kind of feel like sometimes the people who design these things aren't the people who clean the house.
That's for sure.
I'm dead serious because I'm the one that tends to pick up around the house, and I have one of these things in the baby's room, and so that's where a lot of messes are bound to happen. And I had said on Twitter that the thing that happened was the Nest Hub, the fabric base of it, sopped up some milk that was spilled onto the surface, and it's not really fixable. It's not a fixable situation. It's permanently stained. And if you get really close to it, it's a little stinky. I'm just thinking about that because I understand what Google's trying to do with this aesthetic, kind of make this device a part of what already exists in your home, especially if you go to like any big box store. Well, you're not right now because you should be at home, not going out. But if you go online, do some online shopping, you'll see that a lot of furniture is the cloth that it's covered in. I mean, even like the couch I have in this room is very similar to this idea of like what Google is doing with its smart speakers. And I just bring that up because I feel like that might work when you look at it spot on, but it's not a utilitarian thing. And we can't forget about that part of these things. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I've gone a little off topic, but it's hard for me to be excited about something with a battery when I'd be very scared to take this outside. Definitely. This is not.
It's all fabric-y.
It doesn't look rugged. It doesn't look rugged enough. If it had like rubber.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. Those JBL speakers that look like they go outside. Yeah.
That's an aspect I hadn't considered.
But sorry, yeah. I just wanted to say even the original Google Home, but without the fabric base, like just make it plastic or something a little more. Yeah, rugged. Right.
And you know, that is what that battery attachment that I have on my Google Home, it is not fabric. I'm trying to remember it in my mind's eye. And yeah, it's more of like a metal attachment. So that's an aspect I hadn't even considered on this thing. You're right. Like, it's fully fabric. Probably a good idea to not take that outside because it's not going to take very much to, you know, much of an accident outside for it to get stained or whatever. I had the experience this morning of making a protein shake and forgetting to seal the top lid on the blender. I started it and went, and it totally did exactly what you're talking about. It like jumped out on the Google Home, but actually the one in the kitchen is one of the fabric ones. So like, it's like, all right, I guess that's good enough. Try to wipe it off.
It's just, I'm trying to just make, again, just to put a seal on it, I'm trying to make more of a comment just about this basic aesthetic that Google's going for with its home products. Because I'm just thinking about it compared to like what Lenovo has done, and Lenovo has added some fabric to theirs, and I'm, you know, I don't know. It's it is what it is.
Yeah. that it is. It is what it is. That it is.
Yeah,